Now, at 480 BC, when the Persian troops were burning Athens to the ground during the Persian invasion of Greece, who of the Athenian sailors upon Themistocles' fleet, watching the thick cloud of black smoke rising over the city of Athens, who of them could ever imagine that 150 years later, a Greek army would sack and burn the capital of their arch enemy, the greatest and most powerful fighting force of the time? Probably no one. And this is one of the countless examples showing that the course of history is unpredictable and dynamic, and has taught us one thing: that the least expected, the least possible outcome at a specific time can be the reality of the future. And similarly, in our struggle today, the outer political struggle, our enemy may seem invincible and all-powerful, but the forces of history are even more powerful, unstoppable, when they build up momentum. And these forces, this dynamic, acting primarily on the metaphysical plane, need to find expression on the physical plane, in history and politics. Expression through groups and personalities who become themselves the living embodiment of a force of history and implement the destiny of their people. These groups and personalities are not part of the masses, they are not the public, they are not passive observants of the dynamic of the world around them. On the contrary, they are awakened, heroic men and women with insight, with will to act and stand their ground. And they stand as unmovable pillars, and upon them the chaotic flow of history crashes and changes course to the direction they indicate. They are the catalysts of history, and they may live and act in a specific time, but their qualities are timeless. They are heroic, the highest degree of excellence a human may ever achieve.